30:30.
Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. This report is good until June 27th, and then it self-destructs. Much like Inspector Gadget and the notes he gets. Hey, we're coming to you live on CRN Digital Talk Radio and, of course, from the RWB Network Studios in the Empire State. It's going to be a great weekend out there for most of the country. But if you guys are thinking about heading to a public pool, well, you can do so just so long as you're not going to the Verdugo Park Pool in Burbank, California. See, the police arrested a 22-year-old lifeguard over there who was, well, getting a little photo happy in the women's locker room, taking pictures of girls and women changing and, well, they said using it for his own sexual gratification. So be careful. Maybe go over to Toys R Us or something like that and get yourself one of those blow-up Intex pools, and then you can change in the comfort of your own bathroom, hopefully with no 22-year-old lifeguards, peeping in on you there. He was charged with 7 different criminal charges and held on $170,000 bail. All right. Well, without further ado, let's get to today's real headlines. 240 years after we declared our independence from Britain, they follow suit in a historic vote to free themselves from the European Union. Also, the University of Missouri has a new interim president that is already stirring up controversy and setting the stage for even more protests. And was jetting off to Scotland to open his new golf course a good idea for Donald Trump? Or is he just handicapping himself? We have all that. Plus, we have a new national election poll that clearly demonstrates how rigged the sampling is in favor of Hillary Clinton. And when you go out to eat, are you a good tipper? Well, apparently it all depends on, well, where you hang your hat. And if we have time, we have a jam-packed show today. If we have time, we'll get to the Rhino Mailbag, the same question we didn't get to yesterday, go figure. But first, let's start the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember, over the weekend, or even right now, head over to rhinoreport.com. That's rhinoreport.com. We have a new article up there about the Brexit. We also have some new Rhino rants up there, and you can always listen to the old shows that, well, you haven't heard yet. If you're new to the show, you have to catch up, get caught up with us. We go 100 miles an hour here. I drink a lot of coffee, so that's kind of how it goes around here. And I do have some submissions for new Rhino reporters. I promise I will read them this weekend, and I'll get back in touch with you. But if you want to write for the website, send over your submission, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and I'll read it this weekend, and we'll talk about it, and we'll get you published. Remember, you can always follow or subscribe to this show, The Rhino Report, on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. We are all over the place, except for the one station we don't mention anymore. So, with all that being said, you gotta buckle up, you gotta get ready, and you gotta make sure you're in a stable chair, because this show just might knock you out of it. So that's it, guys. Hang in there, little break, and then we're gonna be back. You're listening to The Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills the video star, here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. A quick 60-second break there. We're off and running. Hey, let me ask you, if you're asleep at night and you're in a nice home and you hear someone trying to, well, get in the window, what would you do? I know what I would do, right? I reach over, I grab the shoddy, and I give it one pump. That pump is your warning shot. That's your warning noise. And then, well, whatever happens, happens. This happened in the Portland, Oregon area last night. What happened was a man tried to get through a window of a very nice home. And, well, he didn't just try to get through the window. He was also naked. So the homeowner grabbed their gun and they shot him. They shot him. Well, it just so happens the intruder is none other than former Detroit Lions cornerback Stanley Wilson II. Tried to break into a home and got shot. Well, police expect him to recover. They didn't kill him. And in Oregon, you are allowed to use physical deadly force during an intrusion. He's been charged with first-degree burglary and first-degree trespassing. He stopped playing in, I think it was 2008. He had some injury issues, and now, well, I guess this leads to a life of crime. The NFL needs no more bad exposure. They get tons and tons of bad exposure. This isn't helping things. All right, we need to move on to really the big topic, what everybody's talking about right now, and that's the Brexit. This was huge. Great Britain, they decided to leave the 28-nation bloc of the European Union. They voted by a margin of 52-48, pretty close. That 4 points would be the largest margin they've seen in a few days. About a week ago, polling was suggesting there was a 10-point lead for the Leave campaign. And then George Soros started a whole ad campaign with 7 or 8 different topics, just flooding people with information about reasons not to leave, because he's a big-time, you know, one-world government guy and a big globalist. And, well, that margin started to shrink a little bit. Just before the vote yesterday, the polling was saying about 2% on the Leave side, but the Remain side was closing the gap very, very quickly. Well, as it turns out, the Brits head to the polls, and they chose to leave the European Union. Did the weather have a factor here? Maybe. Maybe some were calling it an act of God. They were getting torrential rains. They were getting months and months of rain in one day in some parts of Great Britain, and that may have played a role. However, millions and millions of votes were cast. You know, we can only hope in this country to have the kind of turnout they had. They had like a 70% turnout. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, as a result, Prime Minister David Cameron will be stepping down before October. He came out this morning, well, early this morning here, and he made that announcement. He was a big supporter of the Remain campaign, which was a little odd. Some people didn't quite get it. But David Cameron is very much England's version of Mitch McConnell. Very establishment, just not the kind of guy who's going to rally like a patriot should. What I found interesting is he lost this vote. He supported this, he lost it, and now he's stepping down. If only our own president had the same type of respect for the American people. How many times has this guy been knocked down? I mean, just look at yesterday with the Supreme Court decision. Knocked down again. Every time he tries to do something, he gets knocked down. Yet, he still remains. He still remains. Cameron will likely be replaced by the former London mayor, Boris Johnson. He was a strong, strong supporter of the Leave campaign. For Great Britain, this was a move towards nationalism. And that's a good sign, because we tend to follow what they do over there. They go very liberal, and then we go very liberal. Now maybe the winds are starting to shift just a little bit. The modern EU was formed on November 1st of 1993. It was formed to prevent war. Listen, these countries, it's not like medieval times anymore. They don't just fight over land borders anymore. Those days are gone. This was done for one reason and one reason only, and that was control. That's why it was done. They also said it would strengthen the economies, have all this free trade back and forth. But it hasn't really worked out. It was formed on the premise that a rising tide lifts all boats. However, that's not really the case. It created open borders. And they dictated immigration in every country. The EU is essentially run by three unelected people in Brussels who are heavily, heavily influenced by bureaucrats. England has the world's fifth largest economy. Essentially, England and three or four other countries, they act as like the tugboat for the EU, while the other 25 countries act as a boat anchor. I really feel that a vote to remain would have been kind of a pity vote. Ah, these smaller countries, they can't make it without us. Well, you know what? If something in the wild can't make it, what happens to it? It dies. It gets killed. There are cycles to life. So, 240 years after we declared our independence from England, they follow suit and they declare their independence as well. It's a great, great day for England. It really is. Politics, like in England, like I said, can sometimes be a harbinger of what's going to happen here in the near term. Let's say 1 to 3 years out. When they go big liberal, we go big liberal. Leaving the EU is a huge shot of nationalism, not only there, but worldwide. It knocks the globalist agenda back on its heels, and that's important, especially in this election, where you have two people who essentially have very, very different ideas. You have Hillary, who's a big-time globalist, and Trump, who, well, is a nationalist. Big, big differences there. And England just showed us which direction they would go in. Under Article 50 of the Treaty of the European Union, they have 2 years to negotiate an exit from the EU. And the clock is ticking on it. It's only 2 years. If they can't come to terms, they'll be subject to the World Trade Organization's rules and be subject to steep, steep tariffs if it sells any sort of goods to members of the EU. This is why you don't join multi-state unions and agree to overreaching international trade deals. This is exactly why. Very, very hard to get out of. These deals were put into place by progressive globalists that only see economically robust countries as a way to fund non-viable state nations. In many cases, the framers of these deals have personal economic interests in, well, these emerging markets that are receiving money from countries like us and Britain. But regardless, Britain's exit from the EU is a shot across the bow of the liberal agenda in this country. And Obama knows it, and Hillary knows it, and Soros knows it, and Reid knows it, and even Pelosi, as dumb as she is, she knows it too. We're going to continue on this topic for a little bit more, and then I want to talk about a poll by Reuters that's out today that shows a clear, clear bias in Hillary Clinton's favor. Hang in there. We have a lot to get to today and this weekend edition of the show. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about the Brexit and, well, how this is going to benefit Great Britain and of course, benefit us, because I do think it will, and how this was really a shot across the bow of the liberal agenda in this country and the progressive agenda, for that matter. It shows, once again, that this type of system doesn't work. It doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. There's not one instance where it has worked. A one-world government type scenario does not work. It will never work. We are individuals. We're people. We're all different. And this Brexit also shows that given the opportunity, people would rather be free, even if it means a little bit of economic hardship early on. And we're seeing that with the markets today. They're a little volatile. The futures were off almost 700 points last night, the Dow futures, and oil dropped like $3 a barrel. Well, you know what? We're still above production cost on oil by like 20 bucks a barrel, so no real big deal there. Gold shot up like 90 bucks an ounce, you know. So maybe people are willing to sacrifice just a little bit for their own freedom, and we've seen this time after time over the course of history. Not just in this country. In any nation that has declared its independence and fought for such, you've seen a little hardship afterwards. For years, Barack Hussein Obama and his progressive cronies have been telling us that we need to join the huddled masses on the world's economic stage. This exit was Britain's way of telling us to stay away and reject those ideas of globalism. This was Britain's way of using Hillary Clinton's campaign slogan against her. Last night, Great Britain said, "I'm with her." But by her, they meant Lady Liberty. Congratulations. Congratulations to Great Britain. You have a long road ahead. You do. You definitely do. But doesn't it feel good to be free? We can relate. We can relate to that. Today is a day, in my opinion, that all Americans should be proud that our old glory shares the same colors as the Union Jack. They did us proud here. And we need to follow suit by doing the same in this country going forward this November. You know, make no mistake, yesterday was a bad day for President Obama. I mean, in the history of bad days, this one ranks. It's pretty high. Early in the day, we heard about Officer Caesar Goodson, his verdict. He was found not guilty on all charges in relation to the death of drug dealer Freddie Gray. This, of course, is a shot to the administration. It definitely is. They took the same line as they took in Ferguson, as they took with Trayvon Martin, as they took in with Eric Garner in Staten Island. And here we have two cops now vindicated via bench trial and one hung jury. And I'm sure Officer Porter will do his next trial as a bench trial. This was the best shot they had to convict someone, and they couldn't. The prosecution could not prove there was a quote-unquote rough ride. Then they tried to turn to, well, they didn't buckle him in. Well, you can't buckle somebody in who's being violent, erratic, and aggressive. You just can't buckle them in. It's your safety. The officer's safety is paramount in that situation. And we saw yesterday the Supreme Court decision, the tie, the 4-4 tie that upholds the Fifth Circuit decision to knock down illegal amnesty executive orders by the president. So there's two things the president lost on yesterday. Two. Just right there. Bad day. He's having a bad day. And then early yesterday morning, really early yesterday morning, Speaker Ryan called the House into recess, declaring no more gun control votes that violate the Second and Fifth Amendments. Again, a bad day, because our president loves to violate the Second and Fifth Amendments. Just a terrible, terrible day for this guy. Maybe he should have went out and played golf or something. Maybe he should have gone to Scotland and played golf on Trump's new course. Would that make him feel better? I don't know. He had a bad day. The winds are shifting. You can feel it. Albeit at a slow process. They're shifting slowly, but yesterday may have been that day we look back at. Because you add these things in along with the Brexit, it was a bad day for globalism. It was a bad day for progressive, a bad day for liberals, and a bad day for President Obama. So yesterday will be the day that we look at and we say, this is where the tide turned. And it had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Nothing to do with him. But he also didn't capitalize on it. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. We have a lot more to get to today, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate Do it today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks on this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We were talking about how the winds are changing in this country, going from a very progressive, liberal lean to now a much more, well, let's call it a southerly wind, a much more conservative, patriotic breeze starting to take over. And like I said, I think we're going to look back to yesterday. We're going to look back to June 23rd and say, this may have been the day. And it had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Nothing to do with him. Yes, today the markets are in the red. They are. The Dow is off right now at about 570 points, and that is a lot. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with a slight correction. Nothing always goes up. Basic physics tells us that. The markets need to consolidate. They are severely inflated. Severely. And there may be a slight correction this summer. You always have less trading. There's less volume over the summertime. The old saying is, get out in May. Get out in May and call it a day. But let's be 100% honest. A correction leading up to the November election may not be the worst thing in the world. Who does that benefit? Benefits Donald Trump. Or if you believe shenanigans may occur at the convention, it benefits whomever the Republican candidate is. It's not back and forth rhetoric, what the markets are doing. It's not that. It's something people can see. It's tangible. You can see the numbers. The news is going to be all about this tonight, telling you how far off the markets were, 5%, 6%, 8%, whatever it is, how bad the English pound is against the euro and how bad it is against the US dollar. You're going to hear a lot of bad news tonight. But that bad news is all a direct result of this globalist agenda that didn't work. England finally saw it and they want it out. They want it out. And they're willing to take a little bit of an economic hit to secure their freedom. Our declining economy over the last 8 years has not let the feds raise interest rates. And that's going to be an issue here. The people who are taking a Brooklyn beating in the market today are the big banks with high European exposure. That's who's taking the beating. And due to Obama's economic and, you know, near zero growth year after year, his policies that caused this zero growth, they're going to have a hard time recouping the losses due to these absurdly low interest rates. They're going to have a hard time recouping this. If the Brexit negatively affects our economy long term, it will be a direct result of Obama's economic policies that cost Americans 95 million jobs and stifled the bank's ability to give growth loans to small business. It's a direct result. So, listen, I'm happy for them. But this is all going to be a little bitter pill we're all going to have to swallow for a few days or a few months. It's not going to affect any one of us directly. Most of us don't have billions of dollars tied up in foreign banks, in the euro, in any kind of conversion market. But the big banks do, and the big businesses in this country do. They have trade agreements with countries in the EU, with Great Britain, so it will affect them. It will affect them. All right, let's get off the Brexit for a little while here. Let's talk about some polls, because we had some polls I wanted to talk about yesterday. We didn't really get to them, so let's get to them today. We have a Rasmussen poll. Now, this comes out every Thursday, and it will be out every Thursday from now until the election. This was taken from 6:20 to 6:21 of 1,000 likely voters, plus or minus 3% margin of error, with a 95% confidence rate. You know, someone should hold these polling places to this 95%, you know, confidence rate. There should be some sort of fine or something if it doesn't fall within these parameters. This shows Hillary at 44%, Trump at 39%. With 17% either undecided or elsewhere. All right. Those who think that gun control was the cause of the shooting in Orlando, 74% of them are for Hillary. Those who don't believe that gun control was the reason, 68% are with Trump. So it shows that maybe the gun control argument is at least resonating with Democrat voters and possibly independent voters. 80% of Democrats in this poll support Hillary Clinton. 70% of Republicans in this poll support Donald Trump. Both numbers are down from last week. According to this Rasmussen poll, men favor Trump by 7%. He needs to get that up. And women favor Hillary by 18%. She's starting to raise that number a little bit. It was 11 or 12% a couple weeks ago. Now it's up to 18% in this Rasmussen poll. Voters under 40 and middle-aged prefer Hillary, according to this poll. And seniors prefer Trump, 52 to 37, which is interesting because who goes out and votes for the most part? Seniors, right? This election may be a little different. You may have just like 2008, you had a huge under 22 or whatever it was contingent. You may see a larger bump in those numbers this time around. But historically, seniors go out and they vote. Hillary leads black and minorities by a large margin. Trump leads white voters by not such a large margin. And government employees, this is interesting. Government employees, they favor Hillary by 20%. Now, is that because of AFL-CIO and the AFSCME unions? Very possible. Very possible. Or people who just want a larger government to create more jobs. Because the more people that come in below them, it gives them seniority, protects them from layoffs. I worked in government for a long, long time. I can tell you all about it. People in the private sector prefer Trump by 4%. That number needs to go up. And, all right, we don't have enough time. When we get back, I want to talk about a Reuters poll. And this Reuters poll shows a huge, huge bias. We're going to talk about that, and we'll get into the Rhino mailbag and what Donald Trump is doing as we speak. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report, this weekend edition of the show. We have a lot to get to and not a lot of time to do it, but this poll I really want to talk about because it's really important. This is the Reuters Ipsos poll, taken 1,339 registered voters. This has Hillary at 44, Trump at 34. But when you add in Johnson and Stein, it sounds like a law firm, right? Johnson and Stein. Hillary drops to 43. Trump stays at 34. Gary Johnson with 6. Jill Stein of the Green Party, 5. Okay? So she takes a 1 point there. Some of the undecideds go towards the Libertarian camp. In this Reuters Ipsos poll, there's a right track, wrong track number here. 48% of Democrats think we're on the wrong track, while 39% think right. Republicans, 87% think we're on the wrong track, while 11% think we're on the right track. And independents, 70% think we're on the wrong track, 16% think we're on the right track. Now, party support is interesting here. Hillary has 72% of Democrats and 9% of Republicans. Trump has 76% of Republicans and 10% of Democrats, so more crossovers and more of his own party. Independents support Trump 32-27 in this poll. Now, approval of the job that Barack Hussein Obama is doing as president, Democrats approve 78-20. All right? Republicans disapprove 85-15. No big shocker there. Independents also disapprove 56-38. The most important issues to voters in this poll, number one, terrorism, national security. I told you that was coming. Number two, the economy. And number three, jobs. All three parties, Republican, Independent, and Democrat, all agree that these are the top three issues right now facing this country. Now, if you look at these numbers, okay, 48% of Democrats think we're on the wrong track. 70% of Independents think we're on the wrong track. Trump has more support among Republicans than Hillary does Democrats, and he has more crossover support than Hillary does. Also, Independents disapprove of the job Barack Hussein Obama is doing. Now, how does that all add up to Hillary having a 10-point advantage in this poll? Let me tell you, it's very simple. It comes down to the multiplier. If you do the math, now there are a couple of variables we don't know, so we have to sub in some stuff here. But you do the math, and it looks like of the 1,339 people, now Reuters Ipsos is not telling you any identifiers, how many Republicans, how many Democrats, that's done on purpose. They didn't tell us here. But me, I figured it out. They surveyed about 200 more Democrats, self-proclaimed Democrats, in this poll than Republicans. That is the reason for the 10 points. And this is not unique to Reuters. We're seeing it more and more places. So when you hear people like Donald Trump or his campaign staff say they have internal polling that shows them up, equal if not up, and some even say beyond the margin of errors, it's not hard to believe. At first you want to think, well, you know, this is kind of it's their way of spinning stuff. It's their narrative. They're never going to tell you they're losing. Well, they might be right. It doesn't take a math degree to figure out that Reuters interviewed way more Democrats than Republicans or even Independents in this poll. So take these polls with a grain of salt. I've been telling you that all along. They are popularity contests, and you have to look who paid for the poll, who wanted the poll, who commissioned the poll. That has a lot to do with the sampling, a lot to do, because they don't always use all of the sampling they gather. They pick and choose what they want to use. Maybe it's online, maybe it's cell phones, maybe it's landlines, maybe it's semaphore, who knows? However they want to pick it, that's how they do it. Smoke signals, they use whatever they want. So always be cautious. But again, like I said before, these polls are for us. They're for fodder. They're for us to talk about and complain about, and, you know, that's why they do it. All right, do you guys know who Michael Middleton is? If you don't, you're not alone. He's the new University of Missouri interim president, and he sounds like he wants to join the social justice warriors. He joined Spike Lee at a press event where he said those who thought last year's protests were out of control, remember the ones at Mizzou? He said those people are just bitter and angry. Bitter and angry. This was at the National Press Club event yesterday. Does someone want to tell this clown that the bitter and angry people he's referring to are donors, alumni, prospective students, and their parents? In addition, Mizzou is looking at a $30 million deficit in funding this year, primarily due to the decreased enrollment as a result of those protests last fall. Mizzou has 35,425 enrolled students, and they accept just about everyone that applies. They accept 77.7% of all applicants. And if you're out of state, they charge you $24,000 a year to go there. It's a lot of money. Four-year graduation rate, not great, 50%. And the average graduate from Mizzou makes only about $43,000 a year. This guy has some serious damage control to do, and he's not doing it. He's making it worse. You know why? Because they appointed this president based on the demands of those social justice warriors who had those protests last year. Remember those demands? That whole list, there's like 90 pages of demands. You have to do this. You have to do that. More minorities here. More unqualified people there. That's what they wanted. This university is in big, big trouble. And if I'm a taxpayer in Missouri, I'm not happy, because I don't want to make up that $30 million because they don't know how to run a school. It's unbelievable. All right, I want to talk about Donald Trump quickly when we get back. And, we'll try to get to the Rhino mailbag this time, I promise. We have just so much to get to, not enough time. Hang in there. One more break. This is the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, welcome back. Last segment of this weekend report, the Rhino Report, that is. So Donald Trump, he was applauding the exit that Great Britain made with the European Union. And he said it was the right decision, even though Barack Obama had urged them not to do it. You know, he's going to spin this his way. And you know what? He's right. He's right. He made this statement from, well, Scotland. He's over there in Scotland, and he's opening up a golf course that he took over, and they revamped, and it's the opening this weekend. And, you know, he should have made every effort not to go. You're running for president of the United States. Be here. Tell your golf course no. Tell him you can't show up. The events of the last two or three days have helped his campaign more than he has himself since becoming the presumptive nominee. He has to capitalize on this. It's so important that he does this. This election, we cannot lose it. We can't lose it. That would be it, folks. You gotta tell the golf club no. Pay him $1 million, whatever. They'll accept it and they'll say, oh, well, he's not here. Hillary is going to spend $100 million in swing state advertising over the next 6 weeks. $100 million. Trump has only raised about $15 million since the start of June. And at the end of May, he only had $1.3 million in his war chest. Not a lot of money. Very, very paltry. What are you doing in Scotland? Get back here. This is serious. You need to get your head in the game.
You have three very, very capable kids who can go to a golf course and make a speech. They can run your businesses. You've told us from day one that your kids can run your business. Well, this is a good time to show us. Between the speech he made earlier this week and the Supreme Court decision yesterday and the Brexit yesterday, he can make up some serious, serious ground in polling. This is the time to do it. We just talked about it before. The winds are shifting. Get in your boat, put the sail up, and go with them. Don't fight them. Because we're the ones here that are helping these winds to shift. You got to take advantage of it. I don't criticize Trump a lot, but this, he should never have went there. Terrible, terrible decision. Hopefully, he gets back on the plane, he's back here, and let's win this thing. Let's win it. Hillary Clinton is a terrible, terrible candidate. She's very, very beatable. 20% of Bernie voters are going to vote for Hillary. For Trump. We know this already. Poll after poll shows this. Everything is urging you. The tide is going in your favor. Come back. Get back over here. All right. One more thing today, and then we'll wrap up today's show. Do you think, we're going to switch gears quickly here. I don't segue well, and this is a good example of that. Do you think you are a good tipper? Do you tip well at restaurants? Well, if you live in New Hampshire, you tip the best. You're the best tipping state in the union. 17.1% of your check, well, you leave that as a tip. South Dakota, you're the worst. 15.3. You don't tip very well, South Dakota. Maybe it's too cold to get your wallets out. In major cities, Denver is the best tipping major city. 16.5% tip they leave. Miami, stingy. 14.4%. You can figure out why that is on your own. And in bar tabs. Remember a bar tab? Well, if you're a bartender in Delaware, you do pretty well. 23.6% tip. Not bad on bar tabs. Virginia, you got to move to Delaware. It's right across the Chesapeake because they only leave you 16%. And if you get a taxi, if you drive a taxi, don't drive a taxi in New Jersey. How weird is that? They're the worst. They only tip 14.8%. But if you have to go somewhere in North Dakota, you tip them 19.3%. Where are you going in a taxi in North Dakota? You got to hop in a snowplow. There's no taxis there. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, have a great, great weekend. Big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. A huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.